Hi, this is Mike Swanson of WallStreetWindow.com. We've got a real special guest with me today. It's Doc Severson of TradingConceptsINC.com. How you doing, Doc?
Oh, pretty good, Mike. Good to talk to you today.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to do this interview. And, you know, I interview several people a week generally, and in your situation is a little bit unique because you specialize in options trading, and just about no one else that interview does. So I thought we could talk about that and then maybe get into the market or what's going on. But what kind of options trading do you do?
Well, mine is really specific to selling options. That's mostly what I do. Most people get into options as a stock substitute. They learn how to buy calls and try to get a leverage substitute for 100 shares of stock by buying that call contract instead of that. But I think what most people find is after they do that for a while, they're starting to grind their account into hamburger because you're buying a wasting asset to begin with. As soon as you buy that option, it's starting to decay. And there's all kinds of moving parts to that option as well, like through volatility. And so what you find is that the odds are really, really against you in a trade like that. Unless you're really experienced, it can be done by experienced people, which are usually the folks that are presenting it at seminars and get you signed up, and then you find out it's difficult to do. So I'm the guy that's on the other side of that trade, which is selling you that option. And this is, to me, the professional's advantage.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, I'm not an options trader myself. I generally trade stocks and exchange-traded funds. But in the past, you know, I have traded options at times. And I get emails all the time from people asking about it. And I always send in the same answer. I'd say, I'm not an options expert. And here's the thing. What they usually ask is, should I buy, you know, I'll recommend a stock or say short the S&P 500 or something, they'll say, should I buy puts on it? And I always say, I don't know, and probably not, because you can't just buy them option as a substitute because you're not calculating all the things you just mentioned, the volatility, the time decay, and all this stuff. You have to trade the options themselves, and hardly anyone that gets into this does that, you know?
Yeah, that's true, and there's this huge gap that's out there, Mike, between the professionals that trade options, the market makers that work on the floor that are, you know, frankly eating the retail trader's lunch when it comes to trading options. But what you find is that those types of folks really have a challenge when it comes to explaining what they do to the retail traders out there. First of all, most of them don't really want to talk about what they know because they don't want to give away their edge. But when they do start to talk, it's usually at a level that's way, way above most people's heads. And so that's kind of the gap that we fill here with the Options MD program, is to try to bring these things down to the average trader's level so that they can understand it through easy-to-use analogies, easy concepts, and to put the edge in their favor instead of getting them into a situation right off the bat that is going to be against their odds.
Well, if someone's brand new to options trading, or they've, you know, like we're saying, trying to do it as a substitute for the stock to use leverage or something, and they want to learn, you know, how to do it the right way, and they get into your program, what's one of the first concepts that you teach them?
Well, the first thing that I teach people how to do is most people out there own some kind of stock. And in my way of thinking, if you just own stock, it's like being a real estate investor that you've just bought an apartment building. And somebody says to you, hey, Mike, that's great. What's your occupancy rate? How many tenants? What kind of rent are you charging? And you look at them with a blank stare, like, what are you talking about? I just bought an apartment building. I'm looking for appreciation. And your friend's like, well, no, you got to put people in there. It's the same thing with stocks. If you own stocks, one of the first concepts and one of the most simple trades that's out there as far as selling options is to write a covered call against it. And so by doing so, you can actually collect income from your holdings every month instead of just hoping that the stock appreciates.
Well, if you write covered calls on your stocks, do you have to look at the different market conditions or the trend of the stock, or how do you determine, how do you do that?
Well, generally what we're doing is we're, you know, not every stock out there, first of all, has options that you can write against it, number one. Number two, sometimes the premium's not even worth it. So it depends on what you want to do with the stock as well, too. If it's a stock where you cannot surrender it, then you have to manage it slightly differently than a one where you could be a little bit more aggressive and you can sell at-the-money options and you know, basically lock in a gain, or at least have a certain downside protection set for the stock. So it's a matter of understanding what it is that you're trying to accomplish with that issue, as well as understanding what's happening on the chart with that particular stock.
So then I would assume that you basically have several sorts of strategies incorporating writing options that you teach people then.
Yeah, we do, Mike. It's actually, we organize it through a pyramid. If you look at a pyramid, you've got your foundation, which has got to be there, and it's got to be rock solid. And so our foundation actually is where we use non-directional trades that are based on the indices, like the S&P 500 or the Russell 2000. So month after month, every month, we know that it's going to be there, and we know that the options are going to be written on it, and we've got a trade that will set up for us every single month. So it becomes a very consistent sort of turn-the-wheel kind of strategy where we don't have to wait on things. There's always a setup every month.
Well, in that kind of strategy, do you have to worry about what direction S&P 500 is going to go, or you just... what are some of the details of it?
Well, what we're looking for is essentially we're trying to get the widest range possible that the S&P will trade within. And as long as it stays within our range, then we don't have to do anything at all. And so there's a couple of techniques and tricks that we use to widen the range out by understanding what's going on in the chart, by understanding what's happening with the volatility. And most of the months, we just don't have to do anything at all. So we build on that strategy with other strategies that add a little bit more risk, a little bit more reward, up to finally, we can do directional options with those. But generally, we don't find that we have to. There's enough to play with the other strategies that we do. So, again, it's built like a pyramid.
Well, it's January the 30th when we're talking, and you know, in 2 days it'll be February. When you see what's happened this month and your feel for what's going on in the options markets, do you think February will be a much different month than January, or do you think it'll be pretty much the same as far as market volatility and trend and so forth?
Yeah, it looks like we've entered what I call an upward grind right now, Mike. We're 175 points into a weekly swing on the S&P right now, and these swings can go anywhere from 200 to 300 points. We've seen them in the past 3 years go 290, 281, 176, 304. So a lot of times we've seen this similar type of price action. In fact, we're even seeing it today where we'll see a gap down, we'll see a plunge in the first hour of trading, and then the rest of the day is just a relentless bout of short covering higher. And so it's this kind of low volatility upward grind that we're kind of used to. It doesn't give us as many opportunities as when the market's actually flying around, but it's relatively easy to manage.
Well, as we wrap up for today, could you let people know where to go to get more information from you and what you have available?
Yeah, we have a couple of things. First of all, we do have a product that we just released. In fact, it may not even be on the webpage yet, but to look for that, which is our basic options program. So that's available at the tradingconceptsinc.com website, as well as if you look under mentoring programs, you can also see our full mentoring program, which is our flagship product for options, which is the Options MD Strategy and Mentoring Program. So that is a 27-chapter, 4-module program that works on the trader as a holistic program. So we're not just trying to throw out 67 different option strategies that people, hope that you become a jack of all trades and a master of none. it's more about working on the trader first and building a good foundation for the trader, and then we start to slowly introduce the options concepts to the point where by the time we finish a program, we're doing some very sophisticated Greeks-based management concepts. And then there's also, we have a daily newsletter that comes out. So every day from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock Eastern Time, I'm writing a newsletter showing what I'm doing with the various trades that I have on that pyramid approach, as well as cutting a video showing exactly what I'm thinking about the market, what I'm seeing, what I'm doing, what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, all those kind of things. So that's a way for somebody to kind of look over my shoulder if they want to and trade along for a while until they learn this.
Yeah, so you're basically fishing, showing people how to get fish and so forth.
It's all about teaching people how to get fish. I don't want to run a black box service where I say, you know, hey, we have a secret trade that just came up today and only I know what it is. That's pointless for people. My passion is showing people how to really understand this and how they can pass this down to their family and their friends and find a way to cash flow this market.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with us and follow up sometime in the future.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate being invited.